I'm here with Tim Hoover with the Denver Post, Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain, and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. This Tabor lawsuit is something that a lot of people are paying attention to. It's still in the early phases, but talk about what happened in court the other day. Tim, we'll start with you.
Essentially, the state had an extremely bad day in court. The federal judge, William Martinez, undercut the key argument that the state was presenting in its defense of Tabor. Basically, the state was relying on a 1912 case out of Oregon that essentially said, in the case of citizen initiatives, you can't argue that those violate the U.S. Constitution because that's a political question. And the judge basically disregarded that case and said the plaintiffs are not arguing against citizen initiatives, they're arguing against Tabor, so the result rather than the process. When he did that, it really left the state largely empty-handed in terms of defending Tabor.
And Charles, I know it's too early to say, but do you think the lawsuit's likely to move forward?
The judge kind of telegraphed where he was going. And when the judge is basically making your case for you, if you're the plaintiffs, it certainly sends a strong indication that it could very well go forward. There's another case pending in state court that adds into all of this that has to do with doubling the amount of money we spend on education. And that's going to bring Tabor into play. And so there's lots of things going on right now. With Tabor, we may be seeing the beginning of the end of Tabor.
And Patrick, I know here at the State House, we hear lawmakers talk about Tabor a lot. And the crux of this lawsuit is some legislators are feeling like they can't really do their duty because Tabor restricts them too much.
It does come into play, and we hear about it everywhere that we go. We hear it from the governor that there are these competing constitutional amendments that limit taxation but demand a minimum amount of spending for schools, things of this nature. So Tabor has tentacles to almost everything that goes on in this building when it comes to figure setting. And really one of the central questions to the Tabor lawsuit is, are we going to be a representative democracy or are we going to be a direct democracy? And the direct democracy aspect of this is going to be crucial to the outcome of the Tabor suit. In the lawsuit that Charles mentioned over school funding, the state Supreme Court had said the court does have jurisdiction and authority to decide such matters. Attorney General Souther's office came in and made the argument again that the court has no jurisdiction. And it sounds like he came in the recent hearing on the Tabor lawsuit and basically said the same thing. So that might play well with your Republican base that elected you to this office, but it's difficult to convince a judge with an argument that is, you don't have jurisdiction to decide this.
What's the next step and what's going on with Tabor, Tim?
The judge, William Martinez, he has to issue an order on whether he's going to dismiss this case or not. As Charles and Pat both indicated, you know, that looks unlikely. And so in a few months, we think we'll know. And after his order, presuming that he denies the motion to dismiss, it would proceed to court. They'd have a trial. And then from there, of course, it's likely to get appealed. I think ultimately we're looking at a case that will end up before the United States Supreme Court.
So this could be, we're talking years?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be with us for some time. And you don't get rid of something as major as Tabor without spending a lot of time in courts. And it's going to have repercussions nationwide because there are several states that are still considering Tabor. The states that have considered it have always rejected it, although some states do have similar restrictions. They're not as strict as Tabor is. So it's going to have some implications, not just in this state, for years to come, but nationwide.
Thanks. That was Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain, Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, and Tim Hoover with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.